Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Family members of the New Hampshire journalist abducted in Syria on Thanksgiving say they now believe they know where he is. James Foley's family claims the Syrian government is holding him in a military detention center, and they're going public with this new information in the hopes that that will help win his freedom. WBUR's Kurt Niggish reports.
War reporting is simple, James Foley once told a friend after a trip to Afghanistan. Just point the camera at the gunfire. But in this video report, filed from Libya for the Boston-based international news website Global Post, Foley trained the camera on people, too. On mechanics and accountants turned reluctant rebels.
They're brave as individuals, but many show a dangerous lack of weapons training.
Last Thanksgiving, Foley disappeared while he was reporting on the civil war in Syria. No word ever came. No one claimed responsibility. In the 162 days since then, Global Post has spent many hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to find Foley. CEO Phil Balboni says he's now very confident that Foley was captured by a pro-government militia,
commonly referred to as the Shabiha,
who then turned the freelance journalist over to the ruling regime.
Jim is now being held by the Syrian government in a detention facility in the Damascus area. We further believe that the facility is under the control of the Syrian Air Force Intelligence Service. Based on what we have learned, it is likely that Jim is being held with one or more Western journalists, including, most likely, at least one other American journalist.
Balboni is not saying who that is. He says this information comes from multiple sources, but he stopped short of giving further details, saying the situation is sensitive and complex.
I'm very thankful that we know where he is, that he's alive. That's a gift.
That's Diane Foley, Jim's mother. She and her family are going through this for the second time. In 2011, Jim Foley was captured by Libyan forces while he was covering that war. He was later freed. Diane Foley says she tried to talk him out of going back to war reporting, but supported his decision.
It's hard as a parent to support our kids' passion, because that's what we want to do, but we want them to be safe and well.
Now, at least, the Foleys believe their son is in good condition and is being well cared for. They're hopeful they can now win his release. The Foleys chose to go public with his whereabouts on World Press Freedom Day. At a forum in Boston, journalist Roxana Saberi said she hopes this move will lead to Foley's freedom. She, you may remember, was arrested by the Iranian government and sentenced to 8 years in prison before being released.
I think it's better to be held by government than by the Taliban. Governments are more susceptible to international pressure than non-governmental bodies.
The Foley family and Global Post are working with the U.S. State Department and foreign governments and third parties to try to raise that pressure. Foley may have been only a freelancer for Global Post, but CEO Phil Balboni says his Boston news organization is invested in bringing its journalist home alive.
Then you've got to find a way to stand behind your people and let them know that you won't be leaving them behind no matter what.
Jim Foley's family carefully considered whether to even publicize his whereabouts, worrying that it would hurt his chances of coming home. But they're hoping it will help. They're appealing, they say, to the humanitarian sentiments of his captors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Niggish.